Hey y'all, it's been a minute. It is Chef Leisha, also known as Oakland Girl, and it's been quite a year. I just realized I haven't recorded a podcast in over a year. And while a lot has taken place over that year, I am not going to recap it today or at this moment. But if you are interested, you can visit all of my social media platforms to see what I've been up to. That's the best way to check in. What brought me back to recording today, it was something that has been on my mind for a while that I just quite had not been able to find the words to express. And so today I just wanted to touch on it for a second. Not too long, you know, as the pastor said, I'm not going to hold you long. That always ends up not being true though, for some reason. But weight stigma, the weight of it all, is what my mind is on right now. Because I have been quite observant of Black women in particular, those who would be really classified as fat and Black on social media. And for the last few years, but in the last year specifically, happy fat Black women. It really is amazing to me how seeing a Black woman who is happy and fat is really hard for a lot of people to see. And I'm not rephrasing the word fat. We're not talking about the PHAT, the pretty hot and tempting acronym that was used in the early 2000s either. This is, you know, something that by all standards, most people would agree that these women are fat, you know, obese, large bodied. And it's important that we use these words and phrases and terms in the right way, because it's quite obvious that people don't think that fat people in general deserve happiness. They don't think that fat people in general deserve to enjoy themselves in life and celebrate their beauty. A lot of people don't even believe that fat people can even be beautiful. So imagine having those stigmas along with being a Black woman and what the world thinks and feels about Black women in general, and you add fatness to it, it's like this trifecta of sorts of like, how dare you when you see a Black woman who is enjoying life, when she's happy, when she's smiling, when she's dressed to the nines in her own way, because everybody has their own particular style and what that looks like and what that is shaped to be. And it would be easy to name names of celebrities that are familiar, but I don't have to do that. And I'm going to refrain from doing that because it's important that you don't look at celebrities as the litmus test for what's acceptable. Your auntie is happy and Black and fat. Your grandmother is happy and Black and fat. Your cousin, your best friend, your homegirl, your coworker, all of these people in your lives who are heavier than others are enjoying life. And I am one of those people. And what I have learned in my pursuit of health is that it isn't always, it's audacious, it's bold, and it is, you know, people say the audacity of it all for me to be in this skin and enjoy the skin I'm in and not look at myself as something that needs to be fixed. It's a huge accomplishment. And the thing that made me think about it was there once was a time when I was not happy and that my identity was wrapped up into the size of my clothing, because I had allowed the outside world to permeate and get in and tell me that unless I shrunk the size of my body, I did not deserve happiness. I did not deserve peace. I did not deserve good things in life, when nothing could be farther from the truth. So in this very brief comeback to my podcast, which I will be recording again regularly, I am here to tell everyone who is listening under the sound of my voice, if you are fat and black and female, that you too deserve happiness, and that there are wonderful people out there who are looking at you in adoration and admiring you as you show up in the world without requiring you to change a thing. Let me say that again. There are people who look at you just as you are, who love you, who care about you, who absolutely are enthralled with you. They love your personality. They love the sound of your voice. They love the twinkle in your eye. They love your smile. They love your warm embrace. They love the food that you cook. They love the care that you give. They love the time and the energy and the effort you put in to making yourself that fly and fantastic woman every single day. Don't let the world convince you that you have to shrink in size to fit in, when there are people who are begging you to wake up and see yourself as you are. How do I know this? I might have firsthand experience with it. Maybe. Yes, of course I do. I grew up a skinny kid, gained weight as an adult, and dealt with weight stigma for the last 20-something years. I've done things that are unnatural to my body in order to fit and shrink into the world so that I could be more palpable for others. When I woke up one day and realized that even after doing all of that, there are still going to be people who don't like me. There are still going to be people who disrespect me. There are going to be people who oppose me, and it absolutely might sometimes have to do with my weight, but 99.999% of the time, it has everything to do with that person and nothing to do with me. When I can look in the mirror and know that God is pleased because He created me to be as I am, nothing else matters. Find yourself desirable. Find your style, your look, your way. Enjoy your life. Don't put off life's enjoyment to please other people. Because, baby, listen, 99.99999% of people are going to do what pleases themselves, and they're not worried about you. And not ever going to be worried about you. So, in today's mindful moment, I want you to sit with yourself, affirm yourself, and in doing so, you are also affirming your family, your friends, your coworkers, your community members, because there are fat people everywhere. Y'all just gonna have to get over it. You really are. Just, it's a waste of time to worry yourself. And let's not fiend this whole like importance of health, because size is not an indicator of health. And as someone who holds a nutrition degree and has done lots of studying, I can tell you without a doubt, without question, 100%, there are people who are thin. There are people who present healthy on the outside, whose lab works look like total shit on the inside. They're not healthy at all. And those often are the loudest ones who have something to say to you. So you might as well ignore them and continue to live your life. That's it. That's all. I just wanted to check in real quick and get that off my chest. But again, just, you know, stay tuned. You never know what else you're going to see and hear from me. I want you to stay plugged in and check out my website, theoaklandgirl.com. Sign up for the newsletter. In 2023, we are doing some different things. And I am just going to let you see rather than talk. I've been guilty of running my mouth too much in the past and telling what my plans were, and I believe wholeheartedly that the enemy took hold of that and tap danced all over it. So I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing anymore. You're just going to see it. You're going to hear it. You're going to feel it. And that's it, and that's all. Yes, I'm in a mood today. It's Sunday. It's a beautiful day. And I just want to wish everybody out there underneath the sound of my voice peace and wellness in your lives. Until next time, this has been the Oakland Girl, Chef Leisha. I'm out. I'll talk to you later. Bye.